Mac Addicts, it's Saturday, January 1st, 2005, and this is your MacCast. I'm Adam, I'm your host, and this is a show where we discuss all things Macintosh and Mac-related. First off, I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Secondly, I'll mention again that our opening music is a song called Ode to Rock by Amanda and the Marbles. It was provided to me courtesy of Mark at Addison Records. I'm still looking for new music, and I think I have an idea for... on several shows, ask you guys to send me MP3s if you have a band that you can give me permission to use. Also, I guess now, this is kind of a brainstorm I had this week, was if anybody knows of some links to some bands that provide music, or links specifically to, I use GarageBand.com on several occasions to find some music released under Creative Commons license, which means that I would be allowed to rebroadcast it on the show. If anybody has direct links to bands that provide music in a Creative Commons format or license, or know of a band who would provide some music that's RIAA free, please send me a link or send me information to where I can find the music for that band, and maybe we can get some more songs for you to play for you guys that way. Alright, so on the last show, we talked about several things that were going to be rumors that were things that were going to be announced at the next Macworld coming up in a couple weeks here. And one of the items that was mentioned was, all I had at the time was a code name. It was a piece of software codenamed Sugar. It was going to be a new application coming from Apple. It turns out that I saw the other day, Sugar is actually a new workplace application, or looks like it's going to be what's replacing AppleWorks, and it's going to be called iWork05. That information was released over on thinksecret.com. They're claiming that it will include Keynote 2, which I think we talked about on the last show, and then add a new application called Pages. I guess originally Pages was something called Document, but they thought the name would be a little bit confusing when you sent a file to somebody and said, this is a document, which definitely would be a little strange, a little repetitive. So it's unclear whether Sugar will include any spreadsheet functionality, but definitely it looks like it's going to be a word processing application. And I'm not sure how it'll integrate with Keynote and the other items, but looks like Apple is finally putting out their productivity suite of their own. It'll be interesting to see how Microsoft reacts to that. The Microsoft Business Unit, I think, has done a great job with Office for the Macintosh. So hopefully this will only improve things with a little bit of competition, and that there won't be any kind of rivalry, or God forbid, Microsoft won't completely pull out of the race like they did with the Internet Explorer browser. I'd love to hear some of your guys' comments and opinions on what you think might happen when Apple releases this type of product, specifically in regards to Microsoft, because obviously when things got rough for them in terms of Safari browser dominating the Macintosh platform, they ceased all development for Internet Explorer. I'd hate to see that happening for Office, but you never know. Apple puts out really great software, and you know, us Mac geeks love it, so it's kind of hard for other people to compete with that. As far as pricing for the new product, no one really knows for sure. So you guys know Keynote is currently, I believe, $99, and AppleWorks is $79. So you can imagine that bundling kind of the functionalities of those two programs together, it's got to be somewhere at least in the $99 range, I would think. If anybody hears differently, let me know. You know, I'm just speculating on the price. It may even be more. You will need to purchase it, and you will need a license, and I think it's not clear whether you'll have an upgrade path from Keynote, but we'll find out in a couple weeks. I'm getting a lot of great feedback from everybody, and specifically I got a couple of pieces of feedback, audio feedback, from the last show. I believe it was the last show where we talked about somebody was looking for software for sending voice emails, and I had a couple of people call in and make some comments. The first one came, I'm not sure, they didn't give their name, but I'm going to go ahead and play it for you guys now. So the person who sent this audio comment is recommending a piece of software that's more for multi-track audio editing, so it does a lot more than just sending voicemail, but I'll let him actually tell you all the details.
Hey, Mac Geeks. I was listening to today's podcast, and I was looking at or listening and you were talking about the audio recording, and another program that's really handy is called Audacity. Of course, that's like a multi-track recording studio type software that might be more sophisticated than some users like, but it's really powerful for open source software. The address for that is audacity.sourceforge.net, and you can download it for Windows, Mac, Linux, and it has all kinds of cool sophisticated software, so other people could use it for podcasting if they wanted as well. Thanks for the MacCast. It rocks. All right, bye-bye.
All right, so there you go. There's a piece of software you can use for audio recording. I know that a number of people use Audacity for recording their podcasts, so it obviously does a lot more than just recording voice emails. You can actually do music recording and things like that with it. So that's worth checking out if you're into that sort of thing. The next recommendation I got was actually for another piece of software that's specifically for sending voice attachments on email. It came from Mike Whitman, and I'll let him tell you guys about that.
Hey Adam, this is Mike Whitman. Just started subscribing to your MacCast, and I really enjoy the short format of your show. I feel like I can keep up with the latest news when standing in line at the store or driving to work. And I just wanted to leave you an audio comment on from your December 28th show regarding the voice messages over email. There is another piece of software for the Mac, which I really like. It's called Mail Voice Clip, and it's from Acrux Software. It sends voicemails or attachments in MP3, WAV, or QuickTime formats. And since it uses iTunes to convert from QuickTime to MP3, it'll automatically launch iTunes for that conversion if it's not already open. You can find it at www.acruxsoftware.com. That's acruxsoftware.com, all one word. And in closing, keep up the great work and have a happy new year.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Happy new year to everybody else as well. I don't know if I mentioned that at the top of the show. So there's another piece of software for sending voice mails or voice emails. And since we're talking about audio recording software, I wanted to mention another couple pieces of software. The obvious one is GarageBand from Apple. It's actually what I use to record this podcast for you guys. It's a great program. You know, if you want to do MIDI stuff, you can, you know, add in with their loops your own backing tracks and stuff like that. So for you new users who have the iLife suite on your computer, you have GarageBand already installed. So you can go ahead and use that. Try it out, see what you think. Another piece of software that actually came with my iBook that I used for cleaning up a couple of my podcasts here and there, doing some filtering and stuff like that, is a product called Sound Studio. It's from Felttip Software. Their website is www.felttip.com. It allows you to do some audio recording as well as apply effects and things like that. I believe it's also either stereo or multi-track. And then the last piece of software I wanted to mention, actually two pieces of software, come from a company called Bias, www.bias-inc.com. That's BIAS-INC.com. They make a stereo editing, mastering, and processing software called Peak. And then they make a multi-track piece of software that's a little more advanced, I believe, than what GarageBand would give you, and that's called Deck. And they also have light versions of both those pieces of software. So if you don't need the full professional versions of them, you can find lower price versions of those pieces of software. So for people looking for audio recording software, there's a great lineup of different flavors of software going from everything from Audacity, which is an open source free piece of software, all the way up to Deck, which is kind of a professional multi-track piece of software. And we kind of cover everything in between. I know there's other pieces of software out there for doing audio recording. If anybody has one that they really like and want to make some comments on to share with the rest of the group, by all means, send them to my email, maccast.gmail.com. You can send email or audio comments. You can also call the hotline number 206-222-2788. That's 20-MACCAST-8, and leave your audio comments that way. All right, that's going to be the show for today. Like I said, I hope everybody had a very happy and safe New Year. Go ahead and visit our website for the full show notes. I have links for all of the websites that I mentioned on the on the podcast. The website is maccast.blogspot.com. That's hosted over at Blogger. I could also use, you know, some support for the show. If you guys really like the show and want to provide some financial support, because, you know, I have, you know, some costs. They're not great, but one thing that I really would like to do and can't really afford right now is to get my own domain for the show. Get the hosting off of Blogger. While that's working great, I think I can get a URL that's a little bit easier for people to remember and visit, and that unfortunately costs money. So I'm on Blogger now because it's cheap and it's free. But if we can get some donations rolling in, then, you know, we may be able to make our own domain happen, and that would be great. The couple of ways you can support the show is you can donate via PayPal at the maccast.blogspot.com. There is a link there for PayPal if you'd like to just donate. The other way is I actually put together a cafe press store with a couple of podcasting t-shirt designs. You can also get those on mugs and mouse pads and things like that. So if you buy items through www.podthreads.com, that's another way you guys can support the show. A further way is, and I've mentioned this on a couple of past podcasts, is I'm really trying to get the show promoted, get it out there, and one of the ways I can do that is over at podcastalley.com. They have a way for you guys to vote for your favorite podcasts. So if you can go there and vote for the MacCast and get my rating up on their list. Right now I'm on the top 50. I believe I'm down around 44, and I'd like to move up that list. So if you haven't voted, go over there and vote. If you have voted, thank you very much for your vote. All right, keep the emails and audio comments coming. I love hearing from you guys. I'm glad to hear that everybody's really liking the show, and I'm hoping to take it to a little more community level. I think today's show shows what I'd really like to try and do with a couple audio comment feedbacks that I have from you guys. I'd really like this show to become a community effort where, you know, us Mac users help other Mac users. So definitely send your audio comments and emails. I love hearing from them. Right now I'm also personally replying to all my emails. So if you do send me an email, you will get a response. So it's a great way to communicate back and forth. All right. I will see you all you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.